Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Pathlin here, and welcome to episode 772 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Rachel.
Hi, Pat. Rachel here. Thanks so much for all your invaluable information. I dropped into your PDF, not sure what it is technically. Anyway, your top five email tools recommended. Wonderful, really helpful. I'm also looking for something perhaps you also have up your sleeve about emails, which is anything that's going to limit the length of the line so that people don't die of boredom with and just tune out. What is to make an ideal line length for emails? Anything you can provide on that would be absolutely brilliant. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Rachel, thank you so much for the question today. That email thing that you were talking about, actually, that is something people can find in episode 115 of the Smart Passive Income podcast. That's where I interviewed my assistant, Jessica, who's amazing. She helped come on board to tackle emails. And in that PDF file that Rachel's talking about, I talk about some of the tools that I use for email conquering. So you can find that at smartpassiveincome.com/session115. You can download that there. But Rachel, ideal word count, I guess. Word count would be what I would recommend in terms of what you should shoot for. And the word count I would recommend is whatever you need and nothing more. And what I mean by that is I wouldn't say try to shoot for a specific number or try not to go over a specific number or go under a specific number. And the reason for that is because I don't like saying that, because sometimes, it's the example I like to use and the analogy is with my podcast. I had initially said in episode one that most of my episodes were going to shoot for 26 minutes in length, because my thinking was, well, that's the amount of time people spend watching a television show, so that's their attention span. And then after the first interview, I could not cut it off at 26 minutes when I was interviewing, because it was just so good. I would be doing my audience a disservice if I was going to cut it off at 26 minutes. Some interviews go to around 26 minutes because that's what that guest, not that it's bad, it's just that's we got to the end at that point. But then other episodes, they go to 1 hour and a half. And that's great. And people have said amazing things about those as well. So I wouldn't shoot for a specific word count or length. I would shoot for exactly what you need to write in order to get the point across. And sometimes that's going to be not very many words, and other times it's going to be, a significant amount of words. And my emails, they range anywhere between 250 words, sometimes really short like that. Typically, the shorter ones have some sort of call to action where they click on a link or something or reply. But other times, I'm sharing tips or something, and I just cannot shorten it to 250 words or 500 words or even 1,000 words. Some of my emails are 2,000 words. And you might be thinking, Rachel, wow, that's too many words and people are going to be bored. And if they are bored, then I'm writing too much. Or if they are bored, I am not writing about something that they're interested in. Sometimes, even in those longer emails, people say, oh man, I wish there was more because this is good stuff. So the point of all this is I would shoot for quality. And quality is not directly tied to quantity when it comes to your emails. In the blogging world, in blog posts, there's a little bit more of a correlation there between length and quality, especially according to Google, for those of you who are interested in search engine optimization. But remember, these are emails, and people are very strict with what they do with their time. So if they give you the honor of having them open your email, what you want to do is make sure that you honor them by making the content great. And sometimes that means fewer words. Sometimes that means longer words. And that's my stance. So, Rachel, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. This was a fantastic one. And I want to share with you an Ask Pat t-shirt because we send an Ask Pat t-shirt for everybody who gets their question featured here on the show. So you'll hear from my assistant, Jessica, in the next month or so. And she'll collect your information so we can send that over to you free of charge. So if you all want to check out to see what the Ask Pat shirt looks like and also head to the page where you can actually ask a question, you can find that all at askpat.com. That's where you go. So ask your questions, please. And finally, as always, I love to end with a quote. And today's quote comes from Andre Gide, G-I-D-E. Giddy? I don't know. One doesn't discover new lands without consenting to lose sight of the shore for a very long time. This is very true. All right, guys, sail away, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.